Josh Norick, and you're listening to The Figs Forever, a one-hour radio special celebrating more than 25 years of rock and roll from one of the Capital Region's greatest musical exports, The Figs. Astute WEXT listeners may recognize my voice as being co-host of the Latin Alternative radio show, but having come of age in Albany in the 80s and 90s, The Figs are a part of my musical DNA. It's a great honor to spotlight nearly three decades of rock and power pop from The Figs, including 12 album releases dating from 1994 to the present. I'm joined today by the original boys from Saratoga, Pete Donnelly, Mike Gent, and Pete Hayes. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. What a pleasure.
Josh.
My first introduction to The Figs was the band's major label debut, Lo-Fi at Society High. I remember attending a radio station-sponsored concert on the SUNY Albany campus back in 94 that featured several bigger name national and international headliners, but I was immediately blown away by your live performance. I'm not sure I even knew that at the time that The Figs were a local band. I just went out and bought the CD the next day at a now sadly extinct records and such store in Del Mar because I couldn't get this song Favorite Shirt out of my head. I felt we should kick off the special with a quick flashback to 94 and what surely must have been a wild ride for a group of kids from Saratoga who were now suddenly performing on the Jon Stewart Show and touring with Weezer.
A wild ride indeed. This is Favorite Shirt from our debut album Lo-Fi Society High.
And you're listening to The Figs Forever on Exit 97.7 WEXT.
Walking across the street, he was hit by a truck. Girlfriend swung at him, he forgot to duck. Thinking about the Christmas cards, he forgot to send. Wind kicked up and took his money at the ATM, yeah. Pablo Summer, he got a friend after taxes and death. It won't matter in the end. Pablo
football favorites have always been the Patriots. Losing ticket for the lotto, but one every day, cause it's
bad luck summit.
He got a friend after taxes and death, it won't matter in the end.
Bad luck summit.
He got a clue, the satisfaction that he had was all because of you. He always knows just how not to do it. You always know somehow we'll make it through it.
We just heard Bad Luck Sammy, the standout track from the Figs' 1996 album, Banda Macho, which came out on Capitol Records. I remember talking to Pete Hayes several years ago about the experience of being on a major label, and he joked at the time that the Figs were the, quote, lowest selling artist in the history of Capitol Records. I thought that was actually Frank Sinatra, but I guess I just have to ask, where did things go askew? I mean, especially when you guys had such a radio-friendly rocker in Bad Luck Sammy, which could have and should have been an alt-rock radio hit at that time back in 96.
Well, I can tell you, it was about at the time when Capitol Records started buying adding machines, and they did the math, you know. Seriously, being on a major label was fantastic for us. It put us in a really strong position, got us on the road constantly. I don't regret it. It was one of the best things to happen to us.
I think one of the issues with the Figs, with the labels, is that we had three lead singers, and they didn't really know how to deal with the fact that Bad Luck Sammy was a guy song. They were like, wait, there's another singer? You got Mike, you got Pete. Who's the singer in this band?
And now I want to spotlight a song from your third album, The Figs Couldn't Get High. This album struck me as a coming of age and musical maturation for The Figs, if you will. I think the song Like to Know is a perfect example of that transition and musical evolution. Why don't you kindly tell us a little bit about that song?
I guess it's sort of our foray into singer-songwriter territory. It's got some, I mean, obviously we love the Beatles and we love great songwriting, and
we actually started learning that song as we were finishing Banda Macho, so a lot of that stuff from Couldn't Get High was already in the works, because Banda Macho took so long to come out that we were already on to the next group of songs before, you know, the Capitol record was out. So, but I'd like to know, yeah, I remember really thinking that was one of the songs. I was like, wow, we've taken another step into something somewhere else, you know. It's good. I'm glad you tuned into that.
I'm not afraid to die.
You're listening to The Figs Forever on 97.7 EXT.
Seeing how you drag your feet, walk a mile or two or three, walk until you can't be seen. If you needed nothing more, why'd you leave an open door? Haven't you been here before? Patiently waiting for the sun to rise. Your burning eyes will disappear. They will disappear in the heat. Shut your eyes, you can sleep. If you lay down in the street, in the gutter, lay your head. And never mind, you're seeing red. Waking up, all you can see. But a memory sitting there across your knee. Now it's so far out of reach. No one hears you when you speak. Patiently waiting for the sun to rise. Hopefully, when it comes, your burning eyes disappear. Disappear in the heat.
We just heard Waiting for the Sun to Rise from the Figs 2000 EP for EP fans only. Now, that was one of my all-time favorite Figs songs. I've been living in California for more than 10 years, but there's a part of me that will always be rooted in the overcast skies of upstate New York. Whenever I hear that opening line, something along the lines of getting up, growing old, walking out in the cold, leaving traces on the street and seeing how you drag your feet, I guess I feel like I'm magically transported to the frozen tundra of the Albany of my youth. Now, obviously, each person's lyrical interpretation is their own, but I'm just curious if the geography of hailing from the 518 ever impacted the Figs' lyrics and songwriting.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, the weather is such a part of the life of the Northeast, you know? I mean, you watch the news and they talk about it for half an hour, but lyrics, they're for the listener. Like, you related to that song like that. It was cool to hear. But yeah, there's no doubt.
I want to play a song off a full-length album that came out that same year, 2000, Sucking in Stereo. Many fans say that Sucking in Stereo is the Figs' strongest and most overall rocking album to date, but I guess I like that it had a more of a little bit of a retro vibe, but still with those righteous guitar riffs all over the place. So we're going to take a listen to the song Daylight Strong.
Oh,
Hi, I'm Pete Donnelly from The Figs, and you're listening to The Figs Forever radio special on WEXT. So the song Riding On You, where did that come from? God, I don't know. I mean, we recorded it for a demo, maybe for Reprise Records. I think I don't want to talk about it. It's too revealing, honestly. It's one of those things where what songs mean to the writer isn't really appropriate for the listener, because it would skew what it means, because it would never translate in the lyric.
Sometimes when you write a song, you don't know what it's about until you've like sung it a few times, and all of a sudden it comes together. Like, oh, wait.
Well, it's true. You can sort of interpret your own songs wow, look at all this great stuff I wrote. I didn't know. It's like I could fit this into some amazing story right now. But really, it was just stream of consciousness nonsense.
This is Riding On You from The Figs and their recently reissued Badger EP.
Hello, this is Mike.
Pete.
And Pete.
From
The Figs.
And this is
The Figs.
Forever.
On
WEXT.
97.7.
Exit. I'm driving
We just heard Soon from the Figs' 2002 album Slow Charm. Now, one of the things I love most about the Figs is that you guys soak up so many great musical influences, bouncy new wave and power pop among them. Now, I'm a big fan of Joe Jackson and Graham Parker, so I suppose it's natural that my ears gravitated to that song Soon. Tell us a little bit about some of those influences from your youths and how they rubbed off on Figs songs like Soon, and also how you guys eventually became the backing band for the man himself, Graham Parker.
That was just kind of a jam that Pete Hayes and I were, yeah. It was just like a thing that we were just kind of warming up or something. It became a song. One of Dennis Donnelly's favorite Figs songs.
My dad sings Riders on the Storm to that song.
Interesting. From the get-go, when we started the band with Pete and Guy and myself, we always loved jamming, and that started to creep back in a little bit with Slow Charm, and thankfully stayed back with us. We kind of put it aside for a long time. But yeah, that was, you know, we were still learning how to play and get good sounds out of our amps and drums and stuff. Jamming always helps kind of, you know, loosen the band up. And it seems like we're doing more of it now than ever. But yeah, I mean, that's basically Soon. Just came out of a little early morning jam.
Another thing I love about the Figs is these confrontational, angrily rocking songs that Mike Gent seems to do so well. So I think we're going to take a listen to one such song in that vein, I Brought Kicks, from the Figs' 2004 double album, Palais.
I'll give you more and more. The giving is endless. What's in store for us? Bring them back if you want. The decision is yours to keep. We have the time. I brought kicks for you.
Hello, this is Mike.
Pete.
And Pete.
From
The Figs.
And this is
The Figs.
Forever.
On
WEXC
97.7.
Exit